Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
So in today's podcast, in today's episode, I want to talk about intuitive guidance to find love. Do you ever feel stuck around finding love? You know, like that soul sparkling, that passionate, yeah, this is my one type of love. I often hear singles talk about this, like they feel stuck, like they don't know why they're not finding the one. And as a matchmaker and dating coach, you know, for the last decade, I hear one common theme when it comes to singles finding their one. And I hear so many women, great, intelligent, like amazing women, say they keep dating the same type of men. And you know, that type most likely has some type of common pattern at the emotional level. And when they say the same type of men, here's what I usually hear. Like, it could be someone who's emotionally not available, someone who's not commitment-minded, someone who just doesn't, like, get them or click with them, someone who wants different things in life. There's so many different things that I hear, but there's always that common pattern that they date the same type at a surface level. So it might not be the same exact type of man, but there's a surface level similarity that they continue to date. So, but the thing is, we tend to be drawn to people that represent our past and our childhood. Either it represents like a similarity to our parents, or it represents something that we were missing. There's always some type of tie to it. So it could be anything from a trauma response that we're looking, you know, when we're dating people, we find the similarity in each person, but it could be the result from a trauma response, a false belief around relationships that we grew up with, a good or bad false belief, okay? A false, like, high expectations. Like, I know some women that have these amazing, amazing fathers, like, above normal fathers, and they're looking for a guy to be exactly like their dad. And the thing is, nobody's going to replace your dad. Nobody's going to be just like him. Yes, you can still find an amazing man, but he might not necessarily be just like your father. And they're looking for this man that's just like their father when he's not going to be exactly the same, you know, because he's his own person. He's still going to be great and amazing, but in his own way. So false expectations come into play and things like that. Or it could be like a false belief around our worth as a woman of God. Like, I see so many amazing women that lack the sense of self-worth. Like, they don't realize how amazing they are. And that can come into play in picking the wrong type of people. Because we don't realize, like, how much we deserve. How God designed us to date a high quality man. Because we are those high quality women. And I just see a lot of people that lack self-confidence in that they deserve the best. Or it could just be an unidentified mindset around relationships. There's so many unidentified mindsets around relationships that can hold us back from finding true love. So there's so many different things that come into play when it comes into identifying what's going on. What is that block? Why are we stuck finding love? And that's where we need to dig deep and uncover what's holding us back from finding the type of love that is deserving of our highest self. So what would the highest version of yourself do? Think about that for a second. Would she continue to date these like men that are not high quality, that don't meet her boundaries or standards? And when I'm talking about unrealistic standards, I'm talking about basic standards of being respected and loved and treated like she deserves to be treated. Like, would your highest self continue to date these men that lack these heart-centered qualities? Or would she rise up and identify what's holding her back from finding that high-value man that she deserves. I guarantee, I promise you 110% that she would identify what's holding herself back from finding that high-value man that she deserves. The highest version of yourself would do that for you, right? And sometimes we get stuck in our, like, a lower version of ourself instead of tapping into that highest version of ourself and our true purpose and calling. I believe a lot of people miss out on that highest version because they can't tap it. They don't, I shouldn't say they can't. They can tap into it, but they just don't do it or they don't know how to. So it's important to kind of look at what would your highest version of yourself be doing? How would she be dating? Who would she be dating? And how would she rise up and identify what's holding her back to get her there to reach her goals of finding that high value man she deserves? A change always needs to be made. If you're not already there, then something needs to change to get you to that place. Whatever goal you're working on, let's say you have a business goal, a workout goal, a fitness goal, a relationship goal, and you're not at that place yet, then that means you're just in the process of kind of like a transformation. So you're in the process of identifying what needs to change, what you need to develop to become that person. So like if, for example, if I have a fitness goal of getting a six pack, which there's no way I can do that right now because I'm pregnant. I would, you know, watch my diet. I would eat certain foods, stay away from certain foods, you know, stop drinking alcohol, work out every day on a regular basis, target those areas of my body. There's different things that I would do to reach that goal. But if I'm not doing all those things, if I'm not creating the change, if I'm not taking massive action, I'm not going to reach that goal. The same thing comes into play in relationships. We can't just sit back in our comfort zone and expect the like miracles to happen. We can't expect to find someone. We can't expect to, if we're in a current relationship, if we just sit back and in our comfort zone and expect the relationship just to be amazing or for some like something to change within the relationship to make it better, but we're not doing anything to make that change, then we can't expect for those changes to take place or to reach our goal. We have to take massive action towards that goal to get us to the place that we desire to be, the place of our highest self, right? So I promise the highest version of yourself would do the work and find out what's holding her back, then she would go out and find him. Like, she would take the massive action to find that high-value man that she deserves. That's what the highest self, your highest self, would do. So let's do a quick exercise to help you in the process of uncovering what's holding you back from finding a high-quality man. So I want you to grab a journal. If you're new to my podcast, you should probably just have a journal every time you listen, because I love to do the work to get you guys the results. So grab a journal and I want you to answer the following questions. You can pause the recording and come back to it, but I really want you to think about this. I love for people to dig deep so you can really understand what's going on within yourself and bring that inner healing out, bring any blocks out, and so you can get to the other side of what you desire. I want you to take that action and get to the place of what you desire. You deserve that. So the first question, what is the common pattern among all the men you've dated? There has to be some type of pattern. It might not be how they look. It might not be their personality style. It could be something like, are the men not emotionally available? Are they not commitment minded? Are they always like the fun, attractive bad boys or fun, attractive boys? Do they have like deep trauma from their family or past relationships and you're like the fixer? You like to help people? I see that common with women because we're so usually caring that we like to try to fix people and help people. So oftentimes like empaths will attract like a narcissist because we like to, and I'm totally guilty of that. I had to really identify that because we like to help people and we have like that soft spirit, very in tune spirit about us. So do these people have deep trauma? You keep attracting men with some type of trauma? There's always some type of dating pattern. So look at that commonality in all the men you've dated. And I want you to write that down. What is it? Think back to your like main relationships, like those relationships where you were together for a long period of time. There's usually some type of commonality. You might have to dig deep to find it, but it's there. Okay, so number two, what are your heart-centered needs in a relationship that you're not finding in those people that you've been in a relationship with or that you've dated? What are those heart-centered needs in a relationship that you're not finding? It could be loyalty, honesty, trust, commitment, or it could be spiritually based, like you're not finding someone on your spiritual level, which is so important. Or like, is it how you feel loved? Are you just not feeling loved in these relationships? Think about that. What are your heart-centered needs that you're in a relationship that you're not finding? Because if you've been in relationships and you've been hurt, or these relationships didn't work out, there's something there that you're not finding with what you needed, right? Okay, so number three, envision what a relationship would look like as the highest version of yourself. So what would it feel like? What would you be doing with your partner? What needs would be met? What are those heart-centered needs that would be met? How does that feel like? I want you to like stop this recording, pause it, close your eyes, get in a comfortable spot where it's really quiet, and just meditate that on a moment for a moment. Envision what a relationship would look like as you're the highest version of yourself. Really just sit with that for a second and soak it in, journal it out so you are crystal clear. Okay, so now that you have identified what the common dating pattern is and you have identified where you want to be, you have the beginnings of a relationship blueprint. Okay, so you can clearly see what needs to change and what your ultimate goal is. The next step of action is to identify why you have that dating block from question number one. Why is it there? This is where you can go deep to identify what exactly is holding you back and how to change it. So often we don't recognize the block ourselves because if we did, we wouldn't keep repeating it, right? Like if we were like, yep, that's it, we wouldn't keep repeating it. But subconsciously it is there and we keep repeating it and we have to dig deep. We either have to dig deep and do a lot of healing work. Sometimes our friends, if they're like really good friends, spiritually based, or that they can just, identify it with love and truth, like some tough love sometimes. We all have those friends, right? Those are good friends. So sometimes a friend will identify it. Sometimes it just takes time, like through therapy or meditation. We don't always recognize it right away, but once we do identify it, we can stop the pattern. So getting to the root of those dating and love blocks is the key to uncovering what is holding you back from finding a healthy, long-term, committed love, like those emotionally healthy, emotionally available relationships. And, you know, after working with thousands of singles for over a decade, I can instantly identify why an individual is still single. It's like within just a few minutes of listening to someone in their journey to find love, I can usually identify that block. It's crazy because it's like on point. I start to talk to someone. I ask them about their preferences, who their perfect match is, etc. And they will start to just talk and talk about like their past and relationships, what they're looking for in someone, what's worked, what hasn't. And then I'm like, just within a few minutes of that conversation, I can be like, okay, that's it. That is their dating block. So within just like a few minutes of listening to someone and their journey to find love, I can usually identify that exact reason they haven't found the one. I can identify that block that they're experiencing and how to overcome it. Because I've been doing it for so long, it's like, yep, that's it. This is what you need to do. This is what's going on. So I created for a limited time this intuitive guidance session they're designed to support you in finding clarity around the dating blocks holding you back and then creating an action plan for positive change and bringing clarity to your love life. So in these sessions, we will spend 1 hour identifying that main inner block where I ask you all the questions about what you're looking for in your partner, what you've experienced in the past, what's worked, what hasn't, so we can really get crystal clear on what that is, what that dating block is. And then we create an action plan for positive change and bring clarity to your love life. So when we create that action plan, this is something that gets you out of your comfort zone, okay? So it's not for someone who wants to stay at home and and they don't want to change anything. They're expecting Mr. Right to fall from the sky. This is for people who actually want to do the work and find Mr. Right faster and bring clarity to your love life so you can identify what's holding you back, make the change, and then go take that action on that change so that you can call him in, okay? And you can identify him faster because you're so crystal clear. When we're stuck in our own dating patterns, we tend to continue to date those same people over and over and over, or even keep going back to exes over and over and over. But when we identify what's holding us back and we set those standards, we automatically stop dating those people that are not good for us. Like, we identify the red flags or what's not right for us right away, and we move on to the next date. And it leads us to the right one faster. We don't waste our energy on people that are not good for us, okay? So in your session, we will spend that time, 1 hour. I know, does that sound like a lot to you guys? Like, it sounds like a lot to tackle in 1 hour, right? But I figured out a method that works for like 98% of my clients that I've worked with, because here's the secret. You have to commit to that inner healing. You have to identify that area of change, which I will help you do. I can identify it really quickly. And then you have to break out of your comfort zone and start taking the massive action to reach your desired goals. So if you're interested in taking your dating life to the next level and you're ready, you have to be ready. You have to make the commitment. I'm ready to learn why you're still single. And this is not for, you know, if you don't want to hear it, why you're still single, then this probably isn't for you. But this is something because these are things that we have to address so that we can be clear and we can date successfully. It's not like I'm going to tell you all this bad stuff. That's not what I'm here for. I'm going to guide you and direct you into the right direction so that we can identify what's going on. I'm here. I'm like your dating coach, your dating bestie, your best friend that's going to give you some, maybe a little sprinkle of tough love, but I want to get you to the point of where you need to be, where you desire to be, where your heart desires to be. So if you're ready to learn why you're still single and you're interested in taking your dating life to the next level, then we'll do both in this one convenient session. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes on how to do that, where you can book your session below. It's for a limited time, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to do this. So if you're listening to this like later on, definitely check out the rest of my resources, because I do have more material and courses and all kinds of stuff to help you just to find your one, to manifest your one. Like our Manifest Your Man course that comes out once a year is amazing, that digs deep into all the things. So definitely book your session now if the session is still available. If not, check out all of our other resources and on the website. I'll link that below as well. Have a fabulous day. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next episode.